Spring afternoons are often bland. I'd rather snowy nights. Don't give me ivory Maybells. Just give me silver sleigh bells.
Hello, that was Cinematic Tales by Yui Kawamura, Shioko Hirata, Mayumi Fujita, and Lin from the game Persona Q2. And this is Stephanie from, and this is my show Min Max, and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. It's been a week, y'all. I'm sure if you're on Tufts campus, you'll understand. Final weeks and a little extra spice on top of it. Take it easy. I'm sleepy. No. All right. So next song is Road Less Taken, from the same game, of course, by Yumi Kawamura, Shihoko Hirata, Lin, and Lotus Juice. Enjoy.
Before the curtain rises, how does it feel to be in flight? What fate so certain? How can it change a thing if you're mine? Has it retuned into stone? Your life's written into protracts by another. Can you make it your own?
What you gonna do? What you gonna do? You like blood? By some of what you, what you gon' do, what you gon' do, just stands up and fight
you. You are looking without seeing, it's not like you are mine. The sound had a thing from what you could find, just hiding inside. You're ready, always free. Now you're looking and you're seeing, your every choice is fine. Now falling into arena, and the story.
So we can be who we are, unto ourselves, show and stumble, and we might fall too. But we'll get up and work with our soul. It's my turn to start a stretch. This new encounter we still have to on the new bed, when new life's intersect.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do? Would you be brave enough?
Right. Oh my god, someone put the microphone so far away. I think I'm like kind of short. Anyways, unrelated topic. Let's talk about video games. So Persona Q2 is a spin-off of the Persona series, specifically Persona 3, Persona 3 Portable, Persona 4, and Persona 5. I normally would try not to have multiple games from the same series before, you know, introducing a couple more games in between, you know, my first radio show being Persona 5, but I am tired. I'm giving the two brain cells in my head that have been grinding real hard for finals a break today, and I've decided to just play songs from a game that I think are really good, and the songs from this game are way better than it has any right to be. So Persona Q2 is a almost crossover between the two Atlas franchises, Persona, of course, and Atrian Odyssey. It combines, I feel, the strengths of both games, Persona with being its characters and fun Persona system, with, along with Atrian Odyssey's puzzle system, which is puzzle and dungeon crawling. Whether they do it fully successfully, I don't think I can fully say, as I don't really play Atrian Odyssey. But I think it was a very cool and innovative Persona game, in the least. And I'll talk a little about it more after our next two songs, which is Puzzling and then Welcome to Kamo City, both by the Outlast Sound Team.
Thank you.
All right. So let's talk a little bit more about the game. More specifically, the plot of the game. As I said, it was a side game, so it doesn't need to have the most insane plot, and it kind of shows a little bit in how the characters are portrayed. They're a little bit flanderized in their portrayal compared to the original games they come from, and like I said, Persona's strong points are the characters. However, I do think the point needs to be made that the game does do a as good as it can job in putting together all the different characters from the three games. So why are they there? Well, weird time, space, dimension stuff. All the games take place in different years, so for them to get together when they're all in high school, they are transported from their original or cities and times to a cinema where they have to figure out how to get out because they're locked in. And the way they try to figure out how to get out is by going through multiple dungeons that are based off of movies, movies that are we know today, like Jurassic World, or more basic concept like sci-fi movies, musical movies. And they all have this underlying theme of, let's say, in the most basic sense, being yourself and not allowing yourself to just follow the crowd and go with the flow, but in a negative sense. And if you have played Persona 5, I feel the themes of this game are very familiar with Persona 5. The characters you play as are the protagonist of Persona 5 is who you start with. It is very heavily catered towards that fandom, and I think they do a very good job of specifically capturing the same mood from that game. The dungeon crawling is definitely more difficult in this game than it is in the Persona series. Whether that is a good or bad thing is very dependent on the person playing it. I, for one, enjoyed it, but it does get frustrating at times because, I guess, I don't know if you can tell from the other games I play, music I've played, I'm much more of a RPG, read through 3,000 words of text and then not read my homework text kind of gal. So, I'll talk more about the combat systems and more specifics about the game after the next song, which is called Popcorn by... Invitation to Freedom by Lynn, followed by Popcorn by the Atlas Sound Team.
Hello, where you have lost again. John-
Combat time. Oh man, I'm all flustered because one of my friends told me they're listening. Anyways, combat. I don't know how much I can say on the side of Atrian Odyssey as I've never played the games. It is on my radar, unfortunately. So many things are on my radar that my radar is starting to look just like a solid color. Anyways, I think the combat system does a very good mix of, perhaps it's the Atrian Odyssey combat system, I'm not sure, along with the Persona 5 combat system. They continue with the baton pass system that was introduced in Persona 5, where you can have one character get a bonus and pass it off to another. And I think it is a very interesting way to change up your team comps a lot, see who works well with who, not necessarily care the most about weaknesses of the other team, but also the strengths of your team and its synergy. And I really like playing with the team comps like that. Though speaking of playing with team comps, one of the weaker things of Persona Q2 is definitely the ability to play around with your characters. You do need to grind for this game. I'm sure if you play on the easier modes, you don't really have to, but you do have to grind on the normal and harder modes. And with there being so many characters, I would say over like 20, I think, it is very hard to keep them all equal level. You do have ways of leveling them up that aren't through combat, but combat is the main way, and they do try to remedy this with having certain characters have a EXP growth boost at certain moments. And I do think that is one of the better ways to combat that. It's weird because in a game like Pokemon, a lot of people complain about having a way to share experience through your party. But in a game like Persona, it is very helpful and very nice to have. Anyways. Oh, and another thing I really want to talk about is the music. Wow, right? I'm talking about music on a radio show. I know we don't talk about the music that much because I'm very much not at all knowledgeable about the world of music. But I will say one thing I really love about this game is them bringing back the singers that were well known for the first three games, which are Lin from Persona 5, Lotus Juice and Yumi Kawamura from Persona 3, Mayumi Fujita from Persona 3 Portable, and then Shioko Hirata from Persona 4, and have them sing specific themes for each of the characters, for each of the game cast they're a part of, along with singing together. I think it's great. It really tickles the little fangirl brain inside my very empty skull. Anyways, the next song is called Pull the Trigger by Mayumi Fujita and Lotus Juice. But before that, I'm going to do a very, could be considered a little self-unaware PSA on firearm safety. No matter how you feel about current gun laws, everybody should know the most critical rules about handling any firearm. Rule 0. All guns are always loaded. Rule 1. Never point a gun at anything you are not willing to destroy. Rule 2. Keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on target and you have made the decision to shoot. Rule 3. Be sure of your target and what is behind. This has been a public safety message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. And with that, here is our next song.
Yeah. high on the wind tonight. Burning dread, haha, that's right. Baby, 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 we tight. When it's bitter, cannot defeat me. Even when I lose, I stand right back to this Baco figure. You don't see what I see, but you don't have to see what I see. Just see how to ride, despite my differences, we're still tied.
You're in the perfect time for any big change, especially when we're ready for a time sleep over to till it catches you.
And those last two songs after Pull the Trigger were Hunted and Hunting and Paradise and Survival, both by the Atlas Sound Team. Before I start just queuing up songs to just listen to, because A, I'm getting tired, and B, this is the first time that I have gotten a playlist to just the right length without having to add or subtract songs, or more likely add a bunch of songs because I get too anxious that it's gonna last longer, ramble way too long on the radio, and then have to start erasing songs again. I would want to say, you know, if you ever wanted to get the game by any means, as the Nintendo 3D shop I'm pretty sure shut down, I would really recommend it. It's a really fun game. I think it's kind of a more casual game. It is still very story heavy, but not as linear as the Persona series is. It's not as, I guess, in-depth, I would say. The story is very, you know, clear, concise. They kind of hammer in the theme a little bit repetitively. And I don't know, I was gonna say, I guess I wouldn't see a way to do it, but that also is not my job, quite literally. I'm just here to do math, eat too much ice cream at the cafeteria, and waste my mommy and daddy's money. Anyways, and then the next song is Remember We Got Your Back by Shihoko Hirata.
Too much, I'll eat and live it all to us.
And that was Connected by the Atlas Sound Team. And next is Wait and See by Yumi Kawamura and Lotus Juice.
Melody, negative vitality, superficiality, spread denies my personality. Oh boy, not again, came back again with a plot against me. You must wanna get tossed again, truth be told, your mission aboard again. Never lose my mind, lock tight like Tokyo grip, lock concentrated. Be careful when I'm agitated, better back up the attack so I can.
Don't let anyone mislead you like you were somebody.
All right, and before we get to our last song of the night, I wanted to make a little bit of a Stephanie PSA rather than a WMFO PSA. It's a rough season to anyone who's listening. So, you know, you already have a lot on your plate, so don't put a second thing on your plate by being too hard on yourself. Just get through this struggle, and, you know, I hear this all the time, and I don't really listen to this advice, but your grade isn't everything. You put in the effort, and if you didn't put in the effort, so what? You have more time than you could possibly know right now what to do with. So, and you know, even if this is a little bit of a tough love kind of thing, ruminating over it is not going to change anything. Looking forward to the future is the only way to change how your life goes. So, you know, just get through this. Don't be too hard on yourself. And this is Stephanie. This is my show Min Max, and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This last song is called Colorful World by Yumi Kawamura, Shioko Hirata, and Lynn. Please enjoy.
ただの笑顔